Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5:30. First, a look at today's main stories. A mother of three says an attack on her home in Derry, which police are treating as a sectarian hate crime, has left her angry and frustrated. Letterkenny is about to get 172 new homes at Ballymacool with a €50 million backing from the Housing Department. A Letterkenny councillor, meanwhile, has called on Donegal County Council to review its homelessness policy. And a €30 million project for a Donegal school was announced this morning. These stories in full, plus more to follow, as well as sport with Mark Gallagher. A mother of three says an attack on her home in Derry, which police are treating as a sectarian hate crime, has left her angry and frustrated. The family are now leaving their house in the Waterside after paint and other items, including a brick, was thrown and windows were smashed on Monday night. Chloe Rutherford says it's not fair on her children, especially her eldest son.
My older boy is life limited. He receives palliative care. So he has like nurses and carers that come out once a week for like respite, overnight care, like a care just kind of to help us ease the pressures. But our house is specially adapted for him because we have the built-in lift, widened doors, wet rooms, lowered toilets, lowered, you know, just the usual. This is about the house and we have the lift because obviously he uses a wheelchair because he can get very fatigued. Mm-hmm. So now we've had to uproot him from his house to go stay elsewhere. Mm-hmm. He can't understand why. He's asking, can he go home? He's making remarks about police, trying to even get him to settle. Now, the tiniest wee pin dropping and he's jumping, he is so through himself. But now we have left to a house that is not suited for him.
Letterkenny is to get 172 new homes at Ballymacool with €50 million in backing from Housing Minister James Brown. The plan approved last September includes apartments, maisonettes, and homes from 1 to 5 bedrooms. It also features 10 independent living houses and a 5-bedroom HSE-supported group home. Junior Minister Charlie McConnellogue says it's a key step in boosting housing for the area.
Really significant housing development for the county and for Letterkenny. I'm grateful to Minister James Brown for confirming today the €50 million allocation so that the project can proceed. It's 172 new homes for families being led by Donegal County Council. The Minister's giving approval for 100 of these homes to be delivered in 2027 and the remaining 72 to be delivered in 2028.
Donegal County Council also have a significant plan for a development in the High Road area just behind the fire station there. Can you anticipate progress on that in the near future?
There's really good engagement between Donegal County Council and the department. Very significant funding going into social housing. So obviously different projects are at different stages, but they are moving, and there is the commitment there from the government to see these projects delivered. That's reflected today in the €50 million allocation for these 172 houses. And likewise now, we'll continue to work along with our councillors in the area, with Donegal County Council and the Department of Housing to make sure we're moving as many projects as possible. Council have moved forward with purchasing a number of sites to put themselves in a strong position to deliver. We're seeing it across the county now in terms of many different projects under construction and more to come. And certainly from the government's point of view, the housing budget is there to work with the council to see projects progress. And this project today with 172 homes, many of them to be delivered in 2027, is a real life example of that. And I look forward to seeing them being built and even more importantly, to seeing families make them their home.
A Letterkenny councillor has called on Donegal County Council to review its homeless policy. It's with the aim of providing more regional accommodation and more avenues to get people into long-term accommodation. Councillor Jerry McMonagall highlighted the issues of homeless people not being recorded as such. He explained the criteria to be classed as homeless on today's Greg Hughes show.
You're not classed as homeless until you actually present yourself at the council offices and say, I have nowhere to live tonight. And then you're classed as somewhere as... If you presented yourself at the council and said, look, I'm homeless, but my sister's put me up, or my aunt's put me up, or I've had to move back to my mother's because I've had it received a termination notice, which I informed you 6 months ago and has come to fruition now, but I'm going to be living at my mother's until I get somewhere. You're not really classed as homeless there. That's not a homeless statistic. It's only when you're out and you're homeless and you're there, they only take that right. They know where to go the night they're homeless. Now, how do they measure that? Now, there was a time when we gave people vouchers. That didn't really work. We have to acknowledge that it was abused in some situation. But we're in a worst-case scenario now because we have the defective blocks. We have a strategy that, while it works for some people, it doesn't work for everyone. We have people, many reasons people become homeless through, whether it's been addiction problems, mental health issues. And while the hostels are good for accommodation, I don't know about the wraparound services and how good they are. And then if someone has an addiction or a mental health issue, goes to a hostel and there's other people in there that might make them feel uneasy. So look, there's a number of, I think you just, we need the review. The strategy there now since 23 and it'll be till 28.
Yeah.
And we're mid-term now. I think it's a good time to review it. But they look at all the problems that we have in this county.
A €30 million project for a Donegal school was announced this morning. The announcement comes as part of a national plan to deliver 57 additional school places by 2030. Of the 105 projects approved today, only one is located in Donegal, and that's the extension and refurbishment of St Columba's College in Stranorlar. Welcoming the news, Deputy the Cope Gallagher expressed disappointment that only one project in the county received approval. Meanwhile, Cathaoirleach of the Lifford-Stranorlar Municipal District, Councillor Martin Harley, says the St Columba's project has been a long time coming.
It's been on the table for a number of years and the work has been going on for years trying to get it over the line. So the announcement came this morning. There's on the Education 24 to 30 plan, and St Columba's is in tranche one of that plan, which means that the works will have to begin before the end of next year, 2027. So it's great news for the school. It's great news for the local area because hopefully in the building process, it'll be a boost to the local economy as well. And hopefully it'll be somebody from the county that gets the contract. So it's very good news. It's up at least £30 million project. So it's a massive project.
Meanwhile, Principal Tom Rowan says the school is delighted with the announcement and outlined the new facilities, including home economic rooms, a new multi-facility sports hall and special education rooms.
Yeah, well, the new project involves basically a 70% new build of St Columba's and refurbishment then of the rain and 30%. So it includes a new technology block, which will be four engineered and construction rooms, six science labs, two art rooms, two home economics rooms, an SEA base unit, two classroom with the possibility of extending that to four home economics rooms as staff room, offices, DCG room, computer labs, and then a PE hall, a multi-purpose hall as well, will be part of the development. So our existing hall will be moved, and that'll be turned back into a courtyard, so to, I suppose, to enhance the environment for the students as well.
It's great to see an extension of the practical elements of education because children do learn in different ways.
They do, and it's very, very important, I suppose, that we have the up-to-date facilities as well that suits all our students. And the whole vocational element is vitally important now as we see the major increase in the number of apprenticeships and so forth. So it is, I suppose it's a great step forward for us in the college. Now, we've been doing it already, but this will certainly help us along.
Foyle MP Colm Eastwood has condemned the PPS decision to not prosecute former soldiers for perjury, citing a repeated failure of the state to deliver justice for Bloody Sunday victims. The ruling comes just before the 54th anniversary. During the trial of Soldier F last year, Mr Justice Lynch highlighted that a number of soldiers had lied repeatedly before official inquiries. Families are now considering legal options to challenge the decision. Ryan Brawley reports.
In a statement this afternoon, Mickey McKinney, brother of William McKinney, said today's decision comes as no surprise to any of the victims of Bloody Sunday. He says each and every soldier who gave evidence to the Bloody Sunday inquiry had the protection of an unequivocal assurance from the Attorney General that any truthful evidence that they gave on oath to the inquiry could not be used against them in subsequent criminal proceedings. Mr. McKinney adds more than 15 years have passed since detailed submissions were served on the PPS by the relatives' lawyers following their consideration of the Bloody Sunday inquiry's findings, and the delay in investigating the false evidence given and arriving at today's decision has been outrageous. He concludes that they have instructed their lawyers to consider this decision with a view towards commencing yet another legal challenge in the future.
A man has died following a workplace accident on a fishing vessel off the northwest coast. The incident occurred off the coast of Sligo at around 8:15 on Sunday morning. A man in his 40s was airlifted to hospital with serious injuries and was later pronounced dead. The Health and Safety Authority has been notified, while a file will be prepared for the coroner. The government's been urged to introduce a new emergency winter payment for people with disabilities. The call comes from the Social Democrats and is backed by several disability organisations following findings from the ESRI that electricity costs can account for up to 59% of disposable income in households with disabled members. Deputy Liam Quirk says many people with disabilities are under severe financial pressure.
The figures are stark. 2 in every 5 people with a disability cannot afford essentials like heating or new clothes. 1 in 5 live in consistent poverty. Disabled people here also face far greater barriers to employment than their European counterparts. Yet instead of easing that pressure, Budget 2026 is leaving disabled people €1,400 worse off than the previous year.
In a response, the Minister for Social Protection says he recognises people with disabilities face unavoidable additional cost. Dara clearly adds that nobody should go without food and said supports are available for those who need them.
Really, really importantly, in relation to the cost of living and the cases that have been referred to by deputies, nobody in Ireland needs to go without food or heating for financial reasons. My department's Community Welfare Service is available to provide financial support for those essential. I don't want a misleading or dangerous message going out that people must choose between food and heating.
The time is 5:42 on Highland Radio. Mark Gallagher will be back with all the latest in sport after these. It's 5:45 here on Highland Radio. Mark Gallagher is here at the sports desk.
Thanks, Donna Marie. Good evening. We'll start with rugby. Bundee Aki has been dropped from the Ireland squad ahead of next week's Six Nations opener away to France. The Connacht centre is set to face a disciplinary committee for the comments he made to match officials after Connacht's loss to Leinster on Saturday. As a result, the IRFU has withdrawn the 35-year-old from their squad, and he didn't travel with the rest of the squad for their training camp in Portugal. The IRFU says it won't tolerate any form of disrespect shown towards match officials. In soccer, it's been a big day for the girls of Pubblescull Gidore. They have beaten St. Peter's Community School of West Cork in the FAI School's Senior B Girls National Cup final for under 20 small schools to retain their national crown. 2 goals from Lily Nick Rury and 1 each from Anne Nick Averd and Aoife Nick E gave the Donegal School the win in Athlone. All 6 Premier League clubs have the chance to finish in the top 8 places as the league phase of the Champions League comes to an end tonight. Arsenal are already guaranteed a top 2 finish ahead of the visit of Qaira to the Emirates Stadium, while a win for Liverpool at home to Carabag will secure their place in the last 16. Newcastle go away to PSG. Chelsea are in Italy for a meeting with Napoli, and Tottenham travel to play Eintracht Frankfurt. Manchester City are the only Premier League club outside the top 8 ahead of tonight's action, but could force their way into the last 16 if they beat Galatasaray at the Etihad. All of this evening's games kick off at 8 o'clock. Aston Villa manager Unai Emery has confirmed Yuri Tielemans faces several months injured on the sidelines. He's expected to be out longer than captain John McGinn, who had knee surgery earlier this week. With injury problems mounting, former Villa player Douglas Luiz has been linked with a return. Emery knows they need reinforcements if they are to keep competing for silverware.
We are motivated and we are excited and we need players. And of course, with the circumstances we had before, last summer or now in the transfer window, and with some players getting injured, we must keep going.
The NI League Cup semi-final between Glentoran and Coleraine at the Oval this evening has been postponed due to damage and flooding caused by Storm Chandra. The other last 4 clash between Linfield and Ballymena still goes ahead at Windsor Park. Elsewhere, Derry City will continue their preparations ahead of the start of the Premier Division League campaign and this weekend's President's Cup. They will play Irish League side Institute in the annual Billy Key Memorial match at the Brandywell, where kickoff is at 7:45. In transfer news, Fulham have agreed a £27 million deal to sign Norway winger Oscar Bob from Manchester City. It's understood that deal includes a 20% sell-on clause, while City will retain the first option to re-sign the 22-year-old if he is transfer-listed. West Ham have given Lucas Paquetá permission to have a medical at Flamengo as the midfielder looks to return to Brazil for personal reason. That deal is expected to be around £35 million and the Premier League strugglers have added to their squad, signing winger Adama Traore from Fulham. And Raheem Sterling has had his contract cancelled by Chelsea. The winger, who hasn't featured since May 2024, has reached a mutual agreement with the club to end the final 18 months of his deal. In tennis, Novak Djokovic admits he has underperformed after reaching the Australian Open semi-finals due to Lorenzo Musetti retiring through injury. The Italian was two sets up when he was forced to withdraw. Djokovic will face defending champion Jannik Sinner for a place in the final. But he isn't happy with suggestions that he's chasing Sinner and Carlos Alcaraz like he did at the start of the career with Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal.
I find it a little bit disrespectful that you miss out on what happened in between the times when I started chasing, as you say, Rafa and Roger, and now that I'm chasing Carlos and Jannik, and there's probably about a 15-year period in between where I was dominating the Grand Slams.
In Gaelic games, the Sigerson Cup quarterfinals take place this evening. UL do battle with Maynooth. It's TU Dublin against Queen's University. UCD face University of Galway. And DCU meet University College Cork. Finally, in horse racing, Dylan Brown McMonagall has had a winner racing in Hong Kong this afternoon. The Letterkenny jockey rode Romantic Sun to victory for trainer David A. Hayes in the Southorn Handicap. That horse went to post at 9-2. That is all your sport for this evening, but we'll be back with more tomorrow morning during the 8 o'clock news. Donna Marie.
Thanks, Mark. Children's Minister Norma Foley is being urged to come to Donegal to see children childcare buildings affected by defective blocks. It's thought that more than 20 facilities are impacted, with three large publicly owned facilities in particularly a serious condition. The issue was highlighted in the Dáil by Donegal TD Piers Doherty during the second stage of the debate of the Childcare Amendment Bill. Deputy Doherty told Minister Foley, children can see what's happening and it's having a psychological impact on them.
What is happening to vulnerable children who are asked to go into childcare settings in my county with defective block, which are in some cases have been ordered to stop attending the facilities because it is dangerous to the children, and yet still there is nothing from your department, absolutely zero, zilch from your department in relation to what is going to happen to those community childcare facilities. We're talking about buildings in my county, three in particular that are public, that houses over 300 children, where the buildings that they are asked to attend every single day are crumbling. Those children know that the cracks in the walls mean that the building are crumbling. But do you know what it does to the psychology of a child? We've talked to parents and all the rest, and the children are coming home worried, is the building going to fall in? This is wrong, Minister, and I know the different groups have invited you to meet with them. As of yet, I don't understand that there's been a positive result from that there, but I am appealing to you here again in this opportunity to meet with the groups and to engage with what is a very, very serious issue. We need a process within your department to see these buildings demolished and rebuilt so that every child, regardless of their circumstance, can be in a place that is safe and sound, and they can have the support of the early educators that they deserve.
Looking now to the weather forecast, a mix of cloud and clear spells for the rest of the day. It will be dry apart from isolated showers, and that's with highest or lowest temperatures overnight of 3 to 5 degrees. To conclude this evening's news, a look back at today's main stories. A mother of three says an attack on her home in Derry, which police are treating as a sectarian hate crime, has left her angry and frustrated. The family are now leaving their house in the Waterside after paint and other items, including a brick, was thrown and windows were smashed on Monday night. Chloe Rutherford says it's not fair on her children, especially her eldest son who has additional needs. Letterkenny is about to get 172 new homes in Ballymacool with €50 million of funding backing from the Housing Minister James Brown. The plan approved last September includes apartments, maisonettes and homes from 1 to 5 bedrooms. It also features 10 independent living houses and a 5-bedroom HSE-supported group home. A €30 million project for a Donegal school was announced this morning. It came as part of a national plan to deliver 57 additional school places by 2030. Of the 105 projects approved today, one is located in Donegal, and that is the extension and refurbishment of St Columba's College, Stranorlar. And finally, a Letterkenny councillor has called on Donegal County Council to review its homeless policy. It's with the aim of providing more regional accommodation and more avenues to get people with long-term accommodation. Councillor Jerry McMonagall highlighted the issues homeless people face with not being recorded as such. That's all for now from the news desk. Back with news in full at 7 o'clock.
The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 28th of January. The death has taken place of Dylan McNamee, 22, St Bridget's Crescent, Drumkeen. Dylan's remains will repose at his home in Drumkeen tomorrow from 12 noon until 10 p.m. with rosary at 9 o'clock. Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Drumkeen at 11 o'clock on Friday morning with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred of Brady Doherty, Jimmy Rowe, Nay O'Donnell, Killort, Malin Head. Bridie's remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 11:30 for Requiem Mass at 12 noon in Star of the Sea Church, Malin Head, followed by burial in Lag Cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed on Eamon McLaughlin Funeral Director's Facebook page. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to Breast Cancer Ireland, care of any family member, or Eamon McLaughlin Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Mairead Lafferty, Rock Hill, Portnabla, Dunfanaghy. Her remains will repose at her sister Grania's residence at Rock Hill, Dunfanaghy from 6 o'clock to 10 o'clock this evening and from 12 noon until 10 o'clock tomorrow. For family and neighbours only, please. Funeral Mass in Holy Cross Church, Dunfanaghy on Friday at 12 noon. Burial afterwards in Doe Cemetery, Creasla. The Mass can be viewed on mcn.live. The death has taken place of Joe McGee, Ruski Newton Cunningham. Joe's remains are reposing at his late residence today until 10 p.m. and tomorrow from 12 noon until 10 p.m. with rosary both nights at 9. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:30, going to All Saints Church, Newton Cunningham for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, which can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to Newton Cunningham Community First Responders, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Norman Pinkerton, Gert Glebe Rafoe. His remains are reposing at the family home today. Funeral prayers at his home tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, followed by burial in St Eunan's Cathedral Graveyard, Rafoe. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the emergency department, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member, or Terence McClintock, funeral director. And the death has taken place of Mary Kate Brown, Eden Ninfa, Glenties, reposing at her home in Eden Ninfa until 8 o'clock this evening. Funeral Mass in the Church of the Holy Family, Eden Ninfa, at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.